Should the United States legalize marijuana? There's a topic for 2018 on this first day of the calendar year. Happy New Year, by the way. Joined by, per usual, Professor Spencer Kimball on the Emerson College Polling Weekly Podcast. Spence, you've had Emerson's surveys published from the Washington Post to High Times Magazine. So the question being raised was, not just should the U.S. legalize marijuana, but how do you even ask the question?
Well, Larry, that's a good question. Every time we write a survey instrument, we write up the set of questions. It's a lot more complicated than what people would think in how to ask a question. For instance, if I wanted to ask you if marijuana should be legalized, can I ask it the same way from an open-ended response or a closed-ended response? Should we have people rank order what they want to be legalized? So do you want medical marijuana, decriminalized marijuana, legalized marijuana? Should it be more of a binary choice? Should it be a yes, no type of selection where they have to choose legalization or not legalization? Or should it be a multiple choice where they can put in legalization, decriminalization, medical, and so on? Should there be a slot in there for noncommittals, people who are unsure or have no opinion? And so we have to make all of these decisions and judgments about the question design. And that is a big issue in particularly policy questions like this dealing with marijuana, in where people might want to vote on it for actual legalization. So when we ask the binary question, and we ask this in two separate surveys in the city of New York or in the state of New York, both got about a 2-to-1 support for legalization. About 60% to 30%. In the second survey that we did, we offered four options after we asked them about the legalization question. And now we saw a drop in support of legalization from 60% to 40%. But we also see a drop in a policy of total criminalization from or people opposed, which was at 30 down to 11%. So there's definitely shifting of support in the hard support for legalization that we found in those questions. And as we move forward and study this issue, I think it's going to be important to think about how best to ask the question. Do we ask them as a series of separate binary questions? For instance, do you want decriminalization and versus medical legalization, or decriminalization versus legalization? And so we can set up all of these different scenarios and get a more accurate picture of what the public is looking for.
Yeah, it is a one open ender. Hey, what actually I got to ask you here, what political implications do you see on this?
Well, if you followed this issue for like the last 50 years, you'll see that public opinion for like the first 35 years crept up from about 15, 16% support up to about the mid 30s about 10 years ago. But in the last 10 years, it's jumped about 30 points. I think the latest Pew survey or Gallup survey had it around 62, 64% overall support. So that tells me that the political winds are now at our politicians' back, and that typically is when you'll see them act on it. And we saw this really in New Jersey. We saw Phil Murphy, the new governor of the state, actually ran on a policy of legalization. And then on the Republican side, you have folks like Jeff Sessions, who are opposed to legalization and want it to be criminalized. So you definitely see a party split. It'll be interesting in states like Michigan, which is probably going to put the question up to the voters, and maybe even in New Jersey, what will actually happen, what policies. I think there's about 4 to 5 states that have legalized it. And one thing that we did learn in our second survey, or in our one about the legalization, is that people, it seems to be a popular alternative where states are facing budget shortfalls in an alternative to raising taxes or cutting social programs. And it looks like people are looking past perhaps social costs, you know, rising car accidents or their health consequences from the issue. But it'll definitely be a hot topic, and maybe one that could be used in 2020 to really galvanize support amongst a group of people that are very dedicated to a cause.
All right, that's amazing. It didn't seem like not too long ago this was a fringe issue, if it ever came up in electoral politics. And it's going to be an issue that we're going to hear a lot about in the year ahead, not just 2020. Those midterm elections, which next week we will preliminarily look at those 2018 midterms on this podcast. Hey, I hope you acted wisely last night bringing in the new year. Keep that going in 2018. Stay smart. Subscribe to Emerson College Polling Weekly on iTunes, Stitcher, and the CLNS Media Network mobile app.